We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand what it says in the Tikkunei Zohar, Tikkun Chof Aleph, that Ilmole Loihiko Moshe Batsur, if Moshe Rabbeinu had not struck the rock, Loihavitarchi Rabbonon Bishmaitza, the rabbis would not have to struggle so hard in understanding Torah Shebal Peh, in learning Torah Shebal Peh. Kimuva, as is brought also in Likutei Moran, Torah Yud Beis, paragraph Dalet, Rabbeinu Zal introduces this over there also and includes that in his discussion. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki hatzur hu bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, kimuva. The rock symbolizes Torah Shebal Peh, as is brought. There are different psukim that show the association that Tzur symbolizes the Torah Shebal Peh. The Shechina is called Torah Shebal Peh, and the Shechina is also called Tzur Levavi, my rock. V'hakoas Moshe Batzur, Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock, ze bechinas smoila. That represents the left side. Hitting, striking, is an inyan of smoil, the left. Shehu bechinas hako, bechinas dinim ugvurois, kiyadua. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, one of the types, one of the formats that's used is called hako, where we multiply, we square something. Two square, three square, that's called hako in Sifrei Kabbalah. And that type of, that format represents Midas Hadin. The Zohar HaKadosh says why? To strike, in general, striking is an inyan of Gvurais, an inyan of the left side. Chesed is always the right side is always the one that's being makarev, that's soft, gentle. The left is the one that strikes. The Gemara says that Chas V'Shalom, if a person has to strike a child with the left hand, the weaker hand, not the stronger hand. So when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock, we said the rock symbolizes Torah Shebal Peh. Striking represents the left side. Umachmas Shemoish Rabbeinu Hoyo Muchroch Lipo Lebchinas Smoila Bishvil Parnoso. And because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to deviate, to fall into the left side in order to be able to bring Parnosa to Klal Yisrael, Shehu Bechinas Lahashkoi Soedo Ubeirom. As the Pasuk says there, the purpose of the rock was to provide the Jews and their animals with water, with sustenance. Lahamshich Lohem Parnosa, to provide them with Parnosa. Umachmas Shedoiroi Iraru Alov. And because of the fact that the generation at the time, the people at that time, were giving Moshe Rabbeinu the hardest time he could possibly imagine, they were complaining about everything. Nothing was good, everything was no good, let's go back to Mitzrayim. Because of all of that stuff going on at the time, Oz al yodom bo lidei tos. As a result of all of that pressure and all of that confusion that was going on at that time, that's what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to make this error, this mistake. Vehiko es hasela b'mateyu pamayim. And he struck the rock with his stick twice. What does that represent? Dahainu shehizgaber b'yoyser b'chinas smola. This means that he went too much to the left. There was too much left. We emphasized earlier that when the tzaddik deviates to the left, it's got to be for a split second, zip in, out right away, because the left side is dangerous. The left side is the domain of the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra. So if we have to go there, it's a touch and out. The act of Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock twice, we're going to see now, represents too much left. Spending too much time in that, on that left side. Ki Hashem Yisborach Omar Loi V'dibartem El Asela. Because at this point, Hashem had said to Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the rock. Ki Loi Hoyotzorech Lo'oira B'chinas Smoila Chas V'Shalom Be'uvdo Mamish. Hashem did not require Moshe Rabbeinu at this time to turn on the left side with physical action, by doing a physical action, like striking. Rak ledaber benachas el hasela. At this point, Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the rock gently. Shehu Tor Shebal Peh. We mentioned that the rock represents Tor Shebal Peh. V'af al pi shetzohorich lahamshich mayim v'shefa shel parnoso. And even though we learned earlier, but hold on a second, one of the responsibilities of the tzaddikim is to draw parnoso, shefa, water for Klal Yisrael. That could have happened through a tiny, tiny drop of the left side. The tiniest interaction with the left side would have been enough for that. Because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the highest level of holiness, and all of his intentions were 100% pure for the sake of Hashem, Alkein Sovar, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, She'ief Shaloi B'shum Oifen Lipoi L'Bechinas Smoila B'Shvil Parnoso Kim Al Yedei HaKor Mamish. He thought that what he has to do in order to draw Parnoso is he's got to really go into the left side a little bit solid, you know, by striking the rock. He has to go that far into the left side in order to be able to draw Parnoso Shefa for Klal Yisrael. Kemoi shehoyo bapam horishoin, as was the case the first time. The first time Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to draw water from the rock, Hashem told him clearly, strike the rock. So Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his loyalty to Hashem and devotion to Hashem, and because he thought so little of himself, he didn't picture himself as the biggest tzaddik in the world. He thought that now again, when he wants to draw water, he's got to go through that same level of effort, that same level of contact with the left side. He's got to strike the rock. Ube'emes, whereas in reality, loy kach hoyo rotzen Hashem yisborach achshav. That was not the will of Hashem at this point. Ki adarabba, just the opposite. Bepam horishoin, the first time, hainu betchilas hisgalus haTorah, meaning when Moshe Rabbeinu was first starting to draw the water, which means to reveal the Torah spiritually, when we first starting to reveal the Torah, hoyu beemes hahechrech lahakois batzur, then it was necessary to strike the rock, kedei lo'irer bechinas hako, in order to activate that concept of hako, shehu bechinas smoilo, which is the left side, kedei lahamshich mayim lo'ido, in order to draw water for the people, dahainu parnoso, water represents life, a livelihood. Avul achar kach, whereas afterwards, shekvar nisoirer bechinas smoila, after he had already once turned on that left side, he had made an initial contact with that left side, kishetzrichin leparnoso, when parnoso is needed, tzrichin daiko lehamtik bechinas smola. There's a requirement of sweetening the left side. The left side represents midas hadin. And we have to have contact with the left side, but we have to also be able to sweeten the midas hadin of the left side. Ula achlalo smola biyamino. And to be able to merge together, to plug the left side into the right side. The oz daiko mamshichin parnoso, and it's only then that you can succeed in bringing up in drawing parnoso. Rav Nosson Zal's filling in some of the missing pieces now. You know, as before we mentioned that in order to get parnoso, you have to have contact with the left side. Rav Nosson Zal says, but we know that it doesn't end there. You have to make contact there, but that alone isn't going to do it. You have to then be able to take the left side and plug it into the right. And that's when the dinim, the midas hadin, the gvura of the left side becomes sweetened, and you have just the right formula that's needed to be able to bring shefa into the world. Just like, for example, on the simplest level, you have a man and a woman. Which one brings children into the world? Which one generates life? She does. Men don't give birth, women give birth. So we need and man represents the right side, chesed. The woman is Gvura. The woman represents Gvura. So the woman is the one from whom the hashbois come from. She's the one who gives birth. But can a woman give birth on her own? No way. We have to find the woman, then we have to take her and connect her to the man. And once the two are connected, then she is able to produce children. Then the flow, the shefa, is able to come from her. Here also, Rav Nosson Zal telling us that in the case here, the formula that Hashem wanted here was the first time Moshe Rabbeinu had to strike the rack. He initially had to make a certain solid contact with that smile. Afterwards, that was when Moshe Rabbeinu was first starting to reveal the Torah. Afterwards, when the mission was to be able to draw Parnassa, Hashem wanted him to have a drop of contact now with the left, which would have been enough with Dibur. It didn't require Maisa. It didn't require physical action, striking. We know that everything in this world goes through three stages: Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. It's different levels of completion. So in this case, at this point in time, Hashem knew that Dibur alone is enough. Moshe Rabbeinu, with his tmimus, went that the first time it was striking, so now also he struck the rock. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal says, the striking was too much left, too much midas adim. We know that in order for the shefa to be noila, there has to be a contact with the left side, and then immediately swing the left into the right, bring them together, as he's going to explain more in the next paragraph. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei hakoas Moshe Batzur, by Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock, nimshochin kol hakushois v'hachumrois shebahalocha. That's what introduced all the questions, all the paradoxes, all the difficulties that people go through in trying to derive the halacha from the Torah Shebal Peh, from the Gemara. Ki kulam nimshochim mibechinas hashegiyo shel atzadik. All of it originates from that deviation of the tzaddik, shehu bechinas ha'koas Moshe Batzur, of which an example of it is Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock, shehu bechinas smoila, which is a concept of the left side, shemuchrach ha'tzaddik emes, shehu bechinas Moshe, lipo l'shom b'shvil parnosa, where we said earlier, the tzaddik has to deviate to that left side, he has to swerve to that left a little bit, in order to draw Parnassa, but it's a super delicate issue, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify tremendously now in this next paragraph.